Ruchim Abayim. Welcome to the 25th Nationwide Yom Yom of the Torah Project Commission of Agudas Yisrael of America. Baruch Shef Yonavi Kim Yonavi Yonel Azmanazeh, and we were zeiched to do this 25 years, Baruch Hashem, and we're, I hope, zeiched to inspire thousands and thousands of people over the years as we prepare for the great days of the Yom Noroyim. And Mirtz Hashem, tonight will be no different. I want to take the opportunity to thank the Mordrasa Rav Zuknit for allowing us the use of the beautiful shul and of the Aron Kodesh, Rabbi Chaim Kraus of the Psei Community Kailu, who worked so hard to make this happen. I'd like to welcome all of those who are listening in over 30 cities throughout the country, including Canada and Mexico, who are joining us tonight. We welcome them all, and all of those who are listening on the phone lines as well. Baruch Hashem, they are all going to be with us tonight when we welcome them. Kulam Ahuvim, Kulam Beruim, that they are here is very chashuv to us. As the sign says that you saw outside, we are living in very serious times. Somehow, in the last number of years, before the Yom Noroyim, things have happened in the world that have given us all a sitter of pachad. But Baruch Hashem, we know, as it says in the sign, Mavirnas Raya Gzera, Tshuva, Tfila, Tzedakar, Mavirnas Raya Gzera, the Rebbe Hashem gave us a way to get through serious and difficult times. And that's what we will have the schus to hear from our Choshev speakers tonight. It's my great kavod to introduce the Moradas Rav Zuknit to give us Divrei Psicha.
Rishus Maran HaMashkiach Shlita. The Rebbe Shalom should give him strength and koyach to continue to be mashpia on the entire Klal Yisrael. Rishus Maranon v'Rabbonon v'Rabbeisai. Yes, it's very difficult times. We've had a difficult summer. The loss of life. Coming to terms with the magnitude of the constant threat in Sakona to Acheinu B'nai Yisrael Hayoshvim B'tzion. The rise of open anti-Semitism all over the world. And yes, injustice. The injustice of the standards opposed on Yidden and on Yidden only by the United Nations and by all world leaders. The injustice, Rabbi Yisai, hurts as well. Hashiva Shaifteinu Kavarishayna V'yaseinu Kavatzchila V'haser Mimenu Yogoyim V'anocha. Perhaps the pshat is that when we have problems, at least if it's just, we could bear it. So we say, Hashiva Shaifteinu Kavarishayna V'haser Mimenu Yogoyim V'anocha. Because the things are unjust. It's tutvei, Rabbi Yisai, it hurts. We have to live with that injustice also. So the Talmud Yerushalmi uses the Lashon, Al mi lanu lehishayin al avinu shebashamayim. It's interesting that the Klal Yisrael, in the midst of the greatest tragedies, has always been able to talk about Nisan and see the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. I used to see it as a child with Holocaust survivors who saw everyone around them perish, and yet they were able to see the Bayrei Lamin and talk about the Nisim. And today, when we have so many tsaris and such a threat in Eretz Yisrael and the type of problems that we had this summer, you hear Yidden talking about Nisim, and you hear stories of incredible emunah from simple Yidden, from all walks of life. This is a special quality that the Klal Yisrael has. I believe that there's an important lesson to learn about this quality from the bracha the Chazal were mesakeh, the bracha of HaToivu Meitiv, in Birchas HaMozayim. Chazal tell us that they were mesakeh that because of the Harugei Beitar that were Zaycha LeKvura. Rabbi Yisai, it's a peledik ezach. It's a dover nifla ma'id. Every day when we bench, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the harugei beitar, that were zaycha l'kvura. First of all, hatayg, that there was a nesher like nisruchu, that the bodies didn't decompose. V'hameitir, that they were zaycha l'kvura. Rabbi says, stand back and think about that. Do you think that it's a time to rejoice when all the people that were murdered in Bergen-Belsen were buried? I've seen the footage of that, Rabbi Sai, on Tisha B'Av a few times. Tens of thousands of Yidden that were murdered. What do you think Beitar was? It was a Churban, Rabbi Sai. It was the last part of the Churban. Hundreds of thousands of men, women, and children were murdered. The Gemara says that the horses were going up to their nostrils in blood. And Chazal were keveya abracha, that we should rejoice that they were zaycha l'kvura. Rabbi Sai, no shaila, it was an es, it was a chesed. But look at the ability of Klal Yisrael for thousands of years, in the midst of such suffering, to see the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for it. I think the Chazal taught us a very important lesson by making that part of Birchas HaMazon, Rabbi Sai. Birchas HaMazon, the Nusach of Birchas HaMazon, the Gemara tells us, Moshe Rabbeinu was mistaken the first bracha for the Eichle Amon. Yehoshua was mistaken the second bracha when we were taking over Eretz Yisrael. David and Shlomo HaMelech were mistaken the bracha about Yerushalayim. In the zenith of our existence, Rabbi Sai. And the Torah told us what it is that we're supposed to bench about. Come Chazal, and they put in this miracle that we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. The Meisei Beitar, that they were Zeichel HaKfura. What have to do with the other, Rabbi Sai? I'll tell you why. I think it's an important lesson. Because we don't get our Amun in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'eis Tzara. If every single day you're cognizant of the Bayrei Olamim and you bring him into your life in the good times, we tend to forget the Rabbeinu Shel Olam in the good times. And then when a Tzara comes, we want to have Amun in Bitachon. No. The ability to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu and see the miracles amidst destruction, the amuna that Klal Yisrael always had throughout history, that was nurtured by thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu every single day in the good times. And that's the lesson that we have to remember. We don't have to wait till there's a tzara. We're supposed to bench HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Haaretz HaTova Asher Nasalach when Shlomo HaMelech is building the Beis HaMikdash. And then you'll be able to have the Amunah and see the Rabbeinu Shel Olam meet them amongst the tzaras. This is what Rosh Hashanah is all about. Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. Yes, all of us are afraid of L'kei Lo Yirich Din, our lives, that's true. That's only an impetus to remember that we're supposed to bring Rabbeinu Shel Olam into our lives every single day. For the good things, remember that it's the Bayrei Olamim. I want to thank Agudas Yisrael for giving us this incredible opportunity. The schus of having Moran HaMashkiach with us tonight is something that I don't want to even attempt to put into words. The Aguda has arranged for us to have two of the greatest teachers of Klal Yisrael to inspire us before Rosh Hashanah. It's a great privilege. So I'd like to conclude with something that Rabbeinu Yoina says in Shari Tshuva about having great teachers who tell you Musar. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, "In ein ani li mili, if I am not for myself, who is for me?" Says Rabbeinu Yoina, it's a beautiful piece. I don't want to read the whole thing. It'll take too long, Rabbi Sai. But he says, "Im ha'adam lo yo'ayrer nafshay, ma yo'iluhu hamusorim." If a person doesn't inspire himself, of what benefit is it that Yirmiyahu HaNavi is speaking to you? Of what benefit is it if the Mashkiach Zoller Zayin Gesunden Star comes to speak if we don't take his teachings to heart? It is we that have to finish the job, Rabbi Sai. Rabbi Yoyna brings a pasuk in Isaiah, V'chastechem ka'anan boiker. Your chesed, says the Aven Ezra, your desire to do tshuva and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ka'anan boiker, is like the clouds in the morning that dissipate the first second the sun comes out. You hear a Musar Shmuz. Even from Maran HaMashkiach Shlita. Even from Rabbi Reisman Shlita. We come together to hear a Musar Shmuz. Is worth absolutely nothing if we don't give ourselves a Musar Shmuz. Listen to the words of Rabbi Yoyna. Achein. When a person hears Musar, he has to inspire himself. And take the words to heart. And think about them always. And teach himself chidushim, novel ideas from what he's heard. From his heart he should speak to himself. He should go in seclusion into the depth of his own heart and speak to himself. And then he should give himself Musar. Even when Agudas Yisrael arranges to have two of Klal Yisrael's greatest teachers to inspire us, we cannot rely on them. We have to take their words. We have to hear their words. We have to integrate it. It has to become part of our world view. It has to be something that we think about. And that way a person could hear the Musar. Yes, it's before Rosh Hashanah. Yes, we've had difficult times. Yes, all of us want to be able to come closer to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And we all gather to be zeicha to hear great things from Mara Mashkiach and Rabbi Reisman Shlita. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam should help that all of us should be zeicha to do our part, to hear their teaching, to understand their teaching, to teach it to ourselves, so that all of us could be mekabel olmach l'shamayim and be zeicha to a ktiva chesima taiva together with the rest of Klal Yisrael and the Shnas Geula v'Yeshua. It is beyond a privilege, Rabbi Yisai, to introduce Maran HaMashkiach Shlita.
Lord Asa, as I was on the stack, has given me a great responsibility. Charged me to inspire you. This is something that only Hashem is born can do. The fact that we've come together this evening creates an atmosphere that we as Klal Yisrael want to be inspired. We want Hashem Yisrael to know how keen we are to find the finger in his eyes on Rosh Hashanah. And that we're prepared to do whatever it takes to gain that finger in his eyes on Hashem's Baruch. true that when we look back, we've come through very difficult times in the last year. And it's true that if we want that the Beit Hashem is war, the future should be brighter, we have to change something. Obviously, the situation in our lives at the present moment isn't enough to ward away all the difficulties. On Rosh Hashanah, and Melech Yid feels that he's faced with a big problem. A small maturation. Those books that give us over what the Mekubalim understood in the days of the Yom Tovah to be the message that we should take and have. They tell us, and it's clear from the Mazda, the way the tefillahs are arranged, that on Rosh Hashanah, you don't ask for yourself anything. Rosh Hashanah, you should be thinking about Kavod Shemayim. All the tefillahs that we daven, to the Rebbeinu Shloimeh, should be recognized as a king. To be the person in control of our destiny. And that the whole world recognize that. Show your power. Show that you're the ruler. Let everybody know that. Lead the kapol piyata paltoi. Vayone kavitsu piyata yisaltoi. Vayone koyla shen shama vahapoi ashen lakayitsu al melech. Umanchusre da koyla shola. One should recognize Hashem is Lord's control of the world, His power over everyone, over everything. Our whole destiny is in His hands. But not for our sake. But Hashem should be recognized as the ruler. What the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants when He created man, that man should recognize Him and appreciate everything He does. And on the other hand, we know our lives are in danger when sitting in judgment over us for life and death. When sitting in judgment over us, what sort of a life we'll have? Whether it be difficult times or easy times. Whether we'll have halos or we won't have halos. Whether we'll have good health or bad health. Everything is decided on Rosh Hashanah. Everything in the family is decided on Rosh Hashanah, whether it should happen or not. Should we say to Hashem in Ruach, please judge us favorably. Give us life. Give us a pleasant life. Make us successful. It all comes from Rosh Hashanah. And this lesson, obviously, is a simple conflict in each person. Should I speak about the covenant of Hashem, or should I be speaking about my life? We saw Salanta used to say that it's true that Rosh Hashanah we should only be thinking about Kavod Hashem. But are we holding by it? Is it honest? Is it sincere? He said a very sharp word. If a person can forget his own needs and only asks and begs Hashem his brass covered, I don't know whether you'll be able to swallow this properly or take it. He says, in my opinion, says what we saw, he's a Ritzia. He's giving up his life and his family for the sake of Hashem Yisrael's covered. And he's not holding by it. He doesn't care for Hashem Yisrael's covered. If you don't care for Hashem Yisrael's covered more than you care for your life, why are you asking for it? Why are you spending your concentration in Tefillah on that? He used to interpret that in his own deeds. And he used to say, when one dies, where should you concentrate? On Zachinu Lechayim Melech Chofetz Vachayim? Or Lechayim Tein Pachat Vachayim Lechayna Kol Nasecha? He says, if you don't concentrate on Zachinu Lechayim, you're in sin. You're giving up your life. Not paying Hashem's Borach to give you what you really need, what your family needs. I think we have to find a way out of this problem. And I think maybe the easy way out is really to concentrate on one particular detail. Everybody agrees, the world is in a turmoil. We don't know one day to the next. What's going to happen? People who are familiar with the words of the Rebbe who describe the time of Mashiach feel very much that we're close to the time of Mashiach. But it's just what is missing is that strong pillar which the Shia needs. And here again you have the same problem. What do you want the Shia for? If you want the Shia to know that you should have no financial problems, or do you want Mashiach? Because then life will lead a ruchnistic life. We'll have more pleasure from ruchnis. Rosh Hashanah. One of the main tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah and the main mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah is Tkiya Shofar. And the brachas that we say around Tkiya Shofar is the urgent tefillah of Tkiya Shofar Godoy B'chein Hussein. What does it mean? Tkiya Shofar Godoy B'chein Hussein. We ask Hashem Yisroach to blow on the great shofar for our freedom, the Chayil Hussein. What does it mean? Rabbi Shechaim Latzato in the Maimah HaChokhma explains what does it mean to what is the shofar God of it? Tal says the Lord Lechem is seen, and he refers to the Shoyber of Mashiach. And he explains like this. When Adam Rishon was created, he was created with a Yetzer HaTov and a strong urge to do the Rotzon Hashem. He didn't have the Yetzer HaRa inside him, which with the urges and desires to go against Hashem. After the Chet Abel, after taking the wrong advice, which from the Yetzer HaRa, not for him, the urge of wanting to enjoy himself. Then the Ra entered in Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon became a person who had Ra and Tov mixed up inside him. And that was how people were born, and that's how people lived until the time of Matan Torah. With the Ra and Tov mixed inside, and not being able to separate the good from the bad, always being influenced by both urges together, sometimes going one way, sometimes going the other way, mixed up. At the time of Matan Torah, the Ribbono Shel Olam separated the Ra from the Tov. And made it possible through the Torah, with the Torah, to conquer the Ra, to be able to overcome his urges. For us, the Yetzer HaRa, for us, the Torah Tavlin. The Ribbono Shel Olam wanted, with the Torah, that we should at least be able to wage a war against the Yetzer HaRa. That we weren't guaranteed victory, to be victorious. And this was brought about by Tkiyat Shofar. Shas Matan Torah, there was a big Tkiyat Shofar. Koil Shofar Chozok Noiv. That Koil Shofar transformed the world. That Koil Shofar separated the Ra from the Toiv. Gave a possibility for a person to be able to overcome his urges, which would go against Hashem's war. But he wasn't in charge yet. He still had a war. And many times before him. In the time of Mashiach, that's the time when Ribbono Shel Olam is going to make a whole change in the whole world situation. And the Toiv is going to be a ruler, be able to control the Ra. And how will it happen? With the Shofar Gadol, to carve a Shofar Gadol, a Chayil Seinu. Gadol doesn't mean a loud Shofar, a great Shofar, a Shofar which will elevate us, which will bring us to the highest point that we can come, to be in charge. To be in a situation like Adam Rishon Kodem Achet, to have the urge only to do Toiv and not to do Ra, as the Ribbono Shel Olam promises us in the Torah. At the time of Mashiach, Umol Hashem Elokechus Levovcho Veselav Zarech Laavos Hashem. It's going to be natural and normal, as the Rambam explains on the Pasuk, for us to do only good. We'll have a Lev Chodesh, a different heart. Nida means is an Ola, Ola Saleh. It's tender and tired, Ola Saleh. Urges and desires. That's the Ola Saleh, which the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to make easier. Take away the Ola Saleh. And that's going to happen in the time of Mashiach. And our longing for Mashiach has to contain that element. That we are waiting for that moment to come and show the God of the Chayil Seinu. For our freedom. Freedom from what? Freedom from the Yetzer HaRa. We want that day to come that we won't be bothered anymore with the Messianists that we are confronted with in daily life. We want to be in charge of our Yitzhak. We want to do only the Rosh Hashem. And this is something which we have to prepare ourselves for. If you want to down with sincerity, that card of Shoyt Vagobel of Hayosinu, one has to contemplate what it means and make that one of the part of your own desire now. I want to be able to be in charge of my Yitzhak. Rebbein Shalom, when we're talking about difficult times, Rebbein Shalom has made our times extremely difficult in the area of urges and desires. What people are exposed to today creates terrible shyness, and we don't always overcome. We don't always win the fight. And when we have to down to Hashem is Baruch to help us in our fight, the easiest thing and the most important thing to down for is to have a Shaykh of God with Hayel Seder. That's to realize what we're asking for. This Baruch of to have a Shaykh of God with Hayel Seder, Chazal took it out from the Rosh Hashanah Baruch and put it in the daily tefillahs, three times a day, we daven to Hashem to Kav Shoy for God L'Chayil Hussein. Do we know what we're davening for? Are we asking Hashem is what to help us overcome all our difficulties? And when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, this we should renew the passion for wanting to be able to overcome our Yitzhara. And that's all contained in this. The psukim of Shoifres, which we say in Rosh Hashanah, we start off with the Shoif of Matan Torah. After the Gleis of Anan Koydecha, and so the psukim of the Shoif of Rosh Hashanah, the Shoif of Matan Torah. After the grace of the Nanko, I dare Alam Kotzik on the Dabri Mot. In the Shemaim Shmait and Kilech of the grace of the Lame Rav of the Torah. We talk about the revelation of Hashem is Bach of Matan Torah. Gam Kaloil and Kulay Chomi Ponecho, we as Vereshi Chodu Mimeko. The Lois of Makin and Hal Sinai, the Lam is Lam Kotel of Mitzvahs. And then we bring the throne, the Sukkot. Kailas of Rokum Alem in the base of Kail Shoifa Alem of Hoto, Kakos of Sayo Seho, Ahibia Matishi Vies Aboyka, Kailas of Rokum Alem Koyd Aro, Kail Shoifa Kolo Noi, another Kosok, the Nema, Aikola Shoifa Alem of Hoto Void, another Kosok, the Nema, the Holo Amoyam Sakailas. All these things took place in Mountain Toyo. And that was the time when the Rebbein Shalom separated the Ra from the Toiv, and we together with the Torah and its mitzvahs were given the opportunity to be able to overcome the Yitzhak. Then we talk about the Shaykh of Rosh Hashanah. We can call the Shaykh of the Kesheim Chagainim. They talk about the Shaykh of Mashiach. Oy, we know who you talk of the Shaykh of God. Oh, Oy, the Meretz Ashur, and he's talking about the Shaykh of Mashiach, and Hashem Bahar HaKadosh, Yerushalayim. Hashem Alei Ani, Oy, we also call the Kitzel Hashem Alei Kim Shaykh of Yisko. Everything in order. The Shaykh of Rosh Hashanah is between, like a bridge, between the Shaykh of Matan Torah and the Shaykh of Mashiach. The Shaykh of Rosh Hashanah bridges a gap. The Shaykh of Matan Torah gave us the opportunity, the ability to overcome the Ra, but didn't give us control over the Ra. The Shaykh of Mashiach will give us control over the Torah. And Hashem will be able to inspire us to want to use whatever power that the Baruch Hashem gave us to overcome the law, so that we can recycle to the Kohen Shaykh of Mashiach, which will give us the power to control the law. So this raises our whole horizon, not to think about ourselves, not even to think about the Kavod Hashem Yisbarach, think about ourselves being part of the Kavod Hashem Yisbarach. We want that we should be the soldiers in Hashem Yisbarach's army, and provide him with that Kavod that everybody should recognize and appreciate him. And we want to be an example for everyone, for the whole world, to recognize Hashem through the way that we behave, through the way that we live our lives, and through the way that the Rebbeinu Nishlal then shows the world to what extent he favors Klal Yisrael. So we can think about ourselves, talk about ourselves, daven for ourselves on a higher level. And at that higher level we can all reach. With a bit of machshava, we're contemplating what's going on in the world, and how insecure we are, and how good everything can be for the future. It says, "Boy, Israel will help us overcome all our difficulties, be able to subdue the Yetzirah, and to be able to be in control of ourselves, to do the Rots in Hashem." And all this could be brought about by the Shoyt of Shemashiach, the Ka'ad of Shoyt of Lodri L'chei Hoseinu. If we can down these words with the greatest sincerity, that's combining the realization that Rosh Hashanah is a day of judgment where our whole future is in the balance. And we understand that and we appreciate that. And we pray to our Shvach that judge us favorably, and give us the opportunity to deserve a full, a rich life of success, which is a life of the Reis HaMashiach. It's very important that we should prepare ourselves for this Reis HaShomer, to concentrate to Ben Hashem Yisroach. What is missing in our lives is Mashiach. Everything that Mashiach can bring for us, all the physical needs will be looked after, that's true, but not for that reason. We want the Kavod Shemayim. We want the Kavod Shemayim, and we want to be part of the Kavod Shemayim. We want to play a role in the Kavod Shemayim, and we want our lives to represent that what the Rebbeinu Shalom wants us to represent. T'kaah b'shoifa God l'chei l'seinu. Short words, but if one thinks about it, it's so important that this should be the main tefillah in the Midavnis Rosh Hashanah. In the Emunah Mashiach, there are two parts. There's the belief that the Rebbeinu Yisraelim will send Mashiach. The Rebbeinu Yisraelim wants us to have a different life. And he is prepared to give this life to us. And then there's the part in the Emunah Mashiach. And the mind in the Emunah Shleima reveals HaMashiach. Then we say, "V'af ha'pish islamea, because the achakilah b'chol yom shiore." Even if it takes a long time, islamea, b'chol zoyt achakilah, I still wait for Mashiach. To wait, to be longing for Mashiach, is part of the mitzvah of emunah and b'yos Mashiach. It's not sufficient to know about Mashiach. It's not sufficient to believe in Mashiach. You have to be waiting for it. And how do you wait for Mashiach? How I should be longing for him. If you appreciate what Mashiach has to give you, then you will be waiting for him to come. It's only because we don't know, or we don't let ourselves dwell on the goodness of Mashiach, the times of Mashiach, where we will enjoy everything Ruchnis, which is what Hashem has given us. Every mitzvah is going to be a pleasure. every avega is going to feel a pain. Everything will go the way that we want it to go. We will have singles and nachas for ourselves, for our children. Everything is going to go right. Believe in it and wait for it, long for it and beg for it. If a person feels the challenge is too great for me, the Yitzhak is too strong, I'm slipping. Why am I slipping? Because I'm giving in. I beg you, Hashem, Lord, take this right away from me. Tzkarav Hashem, Lord, Rechayim Hussein. The Navitz is a very interesting thing. To use the idea to come closer to the Emunah in Mashiach. People think when we say Rafa Pishis Mameya, because they are Chakalai. Although it tarries, it's not here yet, still I believe, as if to say, the fact that it's taking a long time makes me shaky in my Emunah. And I confirm and affirm myself that I still believe in Mashiach. But that's not a pshat. If it takes time, and you believe in Mashiach, he's closer, not further away. In Yismana Chakeloi, the Pasuk says, in Yismana Chakeloi, the base of the kingdom of pshat. If Mashiach takes a long time, the longer it takes, you could hope it's going to come tomorrow. We are in a situation like that. If you have a Buddha, then when is going to arrange the time for Mashiach? So we're 2,000 years closer. It takes time. So it took time. In Islam, that makes us more and more hopeful. More and more convinced, and more longing to be related to that time. I think that would be the best thing we can do to take this lesson home with us this evening, talk it over with our family. The world is wobbling, shaking all over. We don't know what's going to be. And when Israel is going to make a new world order, and the new world order is going to be Moshe HaMashiach, we want to be part of it. And all lies are contained in those few words, Tkav, Shoifa, God, and Rechel, Seyyid. Then Hashem is Ruach. We still have some few Shoin answers before Rosh Hashanah, where we say Tkav, Shoifa, God, and Rechel, Seyyid. Learn to say it with sincerity and mean what you say, that we should desire to raise Hashem's Vah, that the Bain Shalom should go this, we should hear this Kohen Shofar, which will make the whole world tremble and sort out the Rav and the place to the extent that we will only have the need or the urge to do Toiv, that we only have in our minds and in our hearts to want to do the Rots of Hashem. And so together to see the title, a good convention to you, all of us, and remember a good convention to you is your wife HaMashiach, nothing less. We don't settle for less. We have to God the Shaykh of the Lord.
It's a great privilege to thank the Mashgiach for his heartfelt words, and we may be Bezoicha that all the brachas that the Mashgiach gave us should be Mekuyim V'meir V'Yameinu Amen. I'd like to thank the Rabbonim and Oskonim in over 30 cities that are part of the broadcast tonight. Albany, New York, Atlanta, Georgia, Aventura, Florida, Baltimore, Maryland, three locations in Brooklyn, Borough Park, Flatbush, and Marine Park, Cincinnati, Ohio, Cleveland, Ohio, Dallas, Texas,
Deerfield Beach, Florida, Denver, Colorado, Elizabeth, New Jersey, Indianapolis, Indiana, Jacksonville, Florida, Lawrence, New York, Long Beach, New York, Los Angeles, California, Miami Beach, Minneapolis, New Rochelle, San Diego, California, Scranton, Pennsylvania, South Bend, St. Louis, Suffern, New York, Muncie, Waterbury, Connecticut, White Oak, Pennsylvania, Washington Heights, New York, Montreal, Toronto, and Mexico. I'd also like to thank my very close colleague in Agudas Yisrael, a local resident of Passaic, Harav Leo Simcha Bamberger, the very capable director of the Daf Yomi Commission, for helping us in every Torah project that the Agudas Yisrael has a hand in. I'd also like to thank the technical team here tonight, Rabbi Sheberghoff, who makes sure that all our events get broadcast to many, many cities, the video people, Rabbi Neil Rosen, the photographer, Billy Weintraub. I'd also like to acknowledge the help of the Agudas Yisrael of New Jersey, under the leadership of Rav Avi Schnell, together with the chairman of the New Jersey, a member of the Board of Trustees of Agudas Yisrael, Rav Dovi Gross. May we all be zoicha to continue our work. It is now my privilege to introduce Rav Yisrael Reisman. Rav Yisrael Reisman is the Rav of the Agudas Yisrael Zichur Chaim Tzvi in Madison, Flatbush, also one of the Rosh Yeshiva in the Sifta Torah Vadas. Agudas Yisrael's Commission on Torah Projects had the privilege, it's going to be now 30 years, that Rav Reisman has begun his very, very famous Navi Shir, that Baruch Hashem has grown and is also broadcast every Motzei Shabbos to many, many locations. If his schedule allows it, he has never said no to Agudas Yisrael, and it's a privilege to have him here tonight to address us. Harav Yisrael Reisman.
Thank you very much. Chazal, again, Shikneses HaGedayla, used the Book of Tehillim as the source for the Siddur. Almost everything in the Siddur is either directly from Tehillim, or as the Gemara says about Shemini Esrei, is derived from Tehillim. There are two places in the Siddur that the Anshei Knesset HaGedayla took a block of six straight Kapitlach Tehillim and put them as is into our Siddur, the source of our Tfilos. One place is in Psukei Dezimra. In Psukei Dezimra, every morning we say from Tehillah LeDavid to Kel HaNeshama Tehal Elka, six Kapitlach of Tehillim, as part of Psukei Dezimra. The second place is what we call Hallel. The Hallel that we say 21 days a year, the full Hallel, is also six consecutive Kapitlach Tehillim that were put in as is into the Siddur. And we all realize they're very similar. Psukei Dezimra is a praise of the Ribbono Shel Olam taken from Tehillim. And Hallel is a praise of the Ribbono Shel Olam taken from Tehillim. But if we take out the Shulchan Aruch, we'll find that there are stunning differences, astounding differences, between Psukei Dezimra and Hallel. The halacha is that in Hallel, if a person misses a single word of Hallel, he's not Yaitza. The Mishnah Berurah says in Hilchos Pesach, Kliyasa Zui Ilula, just like Mikra Megillah, you're not Yaitza in Megillah if you miss a single word. The same thing with Hallel, you have to get every single word to be Yaitza Hallel. What about Psukei Dezimra? The first thing you learn when you learn Psukei Dezimra is how to skip. When you learn Psukei Dezimra, you learn, well, you can skip this, and you can skip that. And emergencies, you may got to make sure to say, it's an astounding difference that Hallel If you miss a single word, you have to say it over. And Pesukah de Zimra comes mitkila with this whole set of rules for skipping. It's not a difference that's just by happenstance. It's a chiluk yisaidi between the two. That halal with a word missing is nishkan halal. And Pesukah de Zimra, even incomplete, is still a Pesukah de Zimra. It needs an explanation. But it doesn't stop there. The halacha is that in the middle of Hallel, it's also to be mafsik. A person is not allowed to interrupt Hallel, even to say an amen in the middle of Hallel. A person doesn't interrupt Hallel, certainly for Baruch Bar Shemai, or a person certainly doesn't interrupt Hallel to say Shalom Aleichem to someone. At Pesukei de Zimra, you're allowed to interrupt. If someone says good morning to you, middle of Pesukei de Zimra, you're allowed to say good morning back. You're supposed to say good morning back to the person. And it's not only that. The place can bring that when you answer Amen in the middle of Pesukei de Zimra, it's not pshat that you're allowed to be mafsik. It's pshat that Amen is not a hefsik. It's also a praise of the Rabbi Nishalayim. So by Pesukei de Zimra, you're allowed to be mafsik, and it's not even a hefsik. And by Hallel, you're not allowed to. Yesh Mei Rabbi, you can be mafsik, but not much more. Again, it's an astounding difference between two things that seem to be identical. There's a third difference. The Gemara says in the Sefer Shabbos that someone who says Hallel every single day, Harizem, Mecharef u'Megadef, a very strong criticism of a person who says Hallel on a daily basis. Pesukei de Zimra, we say every single day of the year. There's no day in the year that we don't say Pesukei de Zimra. And so, two things which by their source and nature should be identical are as different as could be, and that begs an explanation. To try to answer, we have to try to look at Chazal and see where they defined Pesukei de Zimra and where they defined Hallel. And the definition is easy to find. The core of Pesukei de Zimra is the pasuk Poseach es yadecha u'mazbia l'chol chai ratzai. It's a pasuk in which we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us all we need. As a matter of fact, if you analyze Pesukei de Zimra, Pesukei de Zimra is, as Rav Volbi writes in one of his igros, Pesukei de Zimra, the halalukas of Pesukei de Zimra, is basically a praise and a recognition of Hashkocha Pratis, of the physical world, of many aspects of the physical world, not only the Pesach es yadecho u'mazbia l'chol chai ratzoi, the noisei lechem l'ra'evim, Hashem Matir Asurim, Hashem Pekeach Ivrim. We talk about the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. Meine Mispal HaKechavim, HaMachas HaShemayim B'yavim. Even snow makes it into Pesukei de Zimra. Nais in Shelech HaTzomer. Pesukei de Zimra is essentially a Pesach Es Yadecha, a Gashmias, a praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for taking care of our physical needs in this world. What is the core of Hallel? What's the Iker Pasuk of Hallel? The Gemara says you can't say Hallel unless you could say Hallu Avdei Hashem. The Gemara says that Purim Akati Avdei Achashverish Anan. We don't say Hallel. We have to say, be able to say to the Rabbi Nishalai Lomo, we say Hallel Hallelu Avdei Hashem. It's a recognition that we're Avdei Hashem, and that is the core of Hallel. The core of Hallel is the recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as our master, as the one who took us out, B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim, the Mo'oshiv LaHashem, the constant praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Klapei Klal Yisrael. Pesukei de Zimra is not Dafka Klal Yisrael. Pesukei de Zimra is appropriate for every human being in the world to say. Rav Schwab writes in his incredible sefer on the Siddur, that the essence of Psukei Dezimra is that it's something all of humanity should be saying. Everyone should be saying this, and we together, in gatherings of Yidden, we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Schwab says that's what we say in Baruch Shomer. In Baruch Shomer, we say that these praises, which are humanity's praises, are Hamuhu al Befe Amay, Mishumach, Mefayu, Beshe Chasid of Avadav, Uvishire David Avdecha Mehalelcha. We say that these are all praises for the physical world that all of humanity should give, and it's only we who give them. Not so Hallel. Hallel is Yom HaYisrael. Hallel is Tzichuli Shari Tzedek. Hallel is about Klal Yisrael. Hallel Avdei Hashem. B'tzeis Yisrael Mimitzrayim. Hallel is Klal Yisrael's praise as Avdei Hashem. Psukei Dezimra is Klal Yisrael praising the Rabbeinu Shel Olam for the Gashmius that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses us with in this world. They're both in the Siddur. They're both part of our davening. But they're very different. You see, in the physical world, nobody gets what he wants. The physical world is full of disappointments, broken hearts, tragedies. Is there a human being who doesn't suffer through daigus worries and difficulties with either health or with parnasa or tzargi bulbanim or shaduchim? The physical world is by definition an incomplete world, and therefore the praises of Psukei Dezimra can be incomplete. You're allowed to skip, it's still a praise of Psukei Dezimra. The praise of Halu Avdei Hashem is something else. It's a praise that we're Avdei Hashem, not 50% Avdei Hashem, not 90% Avdei Hashem, but Avdei Hashem is complete as each of us can be. Hallel is complete. Psukei Dezimra we say every day. Every day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sustains us, and we should see it. The recognition of Avdei Hashem that's said every day, Dr. Rashi, why Mecharef u'Megadef? Because it's not possible. The enormity of a recognition of Halu Avdei Hashem, it's just a different job. We have two Yidden who go to work, who go to Minyan, who go to Daf, and they can be very different one from the other. One Yid deals with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam as a Pesach Es Yadecho Mazbi'a L'chol Chai Ratzayin relationship. It's also a relationship. It's also a relationship. You look to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from Parnosa. It's also it's a big piece of Tehillim. And then there are Yidden who are Hallelu Avdei Hashem Yidden. They're also going to Parnosa. They're also going through exactly the same motions and the same acts. One is the other, but some are Hallelu Avdei Hashem Yidden. The difference is where a person strives for excellence, where a person strives to be more successful. Every summer I have the opportunity to go to Eretz Yisrael and to live in Eretz Yisrael for a few weeks. I usually stay in the same one or two square block area, and I live there. And I come back to America, and it strikes me a fundamental difference between the average Balabatim in Eretz Yisrael and the average Balabatim here. And the difference is that it seems to me that in Eretz Yisrael, the striving for excellence is in Ruchnius. The respect is for the Yid who's a Talmud Chacham. There are exceptions. But the Avir is an Avir of excellence where? Excellence in Avdei Hashem. Then I land here, I come out and I take a from Yiddish newspaper, It's got big pictures, full page color pictures of steaks and ice creams and $100 bottles of wine. All the Kfite Shabbos, of course. And it strikes me, in Eretz Yisrael, you don't see big pictures of ice creams. You don't see big pictures of steaks. Where are we looking to be excellent? In the Pesach, Es Yodecho, Mazdiya, L'chol Chai, Ratzayin, of serving the Rabbi Nishalayla? Or in the Halu, Avdei Hashem, of the Rabbi Nishalayla? You can't focus on both. Life is not that way. We enjoy this world. Rabbi Nishalayla gave us a world to enjoy. But where is that extra oomph? Where is that extra bit of push? Are we pushing for what? Where do we want to have it better? Better where? In the Gashmias? It's full of disappointments anyway. It never tastes as good as in the picture. Never. They should have this big, full-color picture of our Schwab Sefer on Ezra Nechemiah. Delicious, luscious. You pick it up. You learn. How many people here learned Ezra Nechemiah? And people learned it. You come Lachamei Vesra upstairs, you'll be Zaycha to shake hands with Nehemiah, and Nehemiah will say to you, "Did you read my book?" You say, "I'm sorry, Reb Nehemiah, I didn't have time." So what do you mean? It's 13 chapters big. The whole book is 13 chapters big. Your whole life, you didn't have time to read it once? Well, I had a lot of steaks, ice cream, the coming Shabbos, of course. Where is the focus? Where is the focus? We can have Baruch Hashem enjoyable Pesach Es Yadecho Mazbi Alachol Chai Ratzon lives, and we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for it, and we daven that it continue. We don't need there to strive to be better than the rest of the world. In the Yom HaNoi Yisrael, there we need to strive. There we need to work to be better. There we need to work on it without a hefsik, without a break, with nothing, without a hesach hadas. I want to tell you that in the Yomim Neiron speeches is a typical refrain that I always hear that rubs me the wrong way. I always hear people say how Rosh Hashanah comes and you're looking to improve, and it goes away. It's the same thing next year, and the same thing next year, and the same thing the other year. I want to tell you, I'm a Talmid. My Rebbe, Rabbi Avraham Palm, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, taught us that every Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, you make a Kabbalah. You make a few Kabbalahs, small Kabbalahs. He always said small, kleiner Kabbalahs. Small Kabbalahs. Whatever I may have changed in the last 30 years in Ruchnius came from small Kabbalahs over the years. They didn't all stick, but many did. I remember as a young man, being Mavis Sedra every week fell by the wayside, staying up with little children at night and being exhausted, and one Yomim Neiron making a Kabbalah. And I didn't miss since then. I remember one year making a Kabbalah to wash my Machrainim, like you're supposed to. And it stuck, and I'm doing it since then. I remember one year making a Kabbalah, or Beli Neder, making a Kabbalah that year by Nefilah Sapayim, I'll have Kavanah those few sentences of the Tehillim. I'll take out a Tehillim and learn it. And every year by Nefilah Sapayim, Avi Mechavim. And it stuck. And one year I was Mechabel to wear a woolen beget tzitzis, like Mishnah Berurah says, is Mehudr. And I still do. Why are people saying Rosh Hashanah comes and goes and we're the same? We're the same because we're having the luftin in the imagination. Yeah, we want to be tzaddikim. Well, take a Kabbalah, do something. A small thing. One summer, I was in Eretz Yisrael. The years about 20 years that I'm going to Eretz Yisrael in the summer, maybe 18 or 19 years. I always went to Rabbi Yashiv Shiurim on Shabbos, Gemara Shiurim. And someone there recognized me and he gave me the kavod to sit up front next to Rabbi Yashiv. It's Hiddush to me that in Yerushalayim they would give kavod to an American rabbi in the first place. And they weren't even asking me to raise money for them. So they gave me the kavod to sit up front. So Rabbi Yashiv gave shiur and they davened mincha Shabbos afternoon. So I was davening Shemein Esrei next to Rebbe Yashiv. Rebbe Yashiv, in his later years, his hearing wasn't so good. And whatever his halacha cheshbim was, he started to daven Shemein Esrei louder. So one Shabbos, I'm standing there davening the Mincha Shabbos Shemein Esrei, and Rebbe Yashiv, to my right, is saying the words out loud. It was the most distracting thing. Trying to daven, I'm listening halfway and davening halfway. It was a very not satisfying. The listening wasn't good and the davening wasn't good. So I figured next Shabbos, I'll just daven Mila b'Mila with Rebbe Yashiv. As he says, Baruch Atah, I'll say Baruch Atah. It's interesting, the next week, Rebbe Yashiv's son-in-law, Starkstein of Israel Arbach, was there. And they gave him the seat closer to Rebbe Yashiv. I was not insulted. Relatives, of course, get a closer seat. So I was a seat away. I noticed that Rabbi Israel was doing the same thing. We all bowed Maitan together. We all stepped out of Shemein Esrei together. Davening Mila b'Mila with the Kavod Hadar. And he davened pretty quickly. Those who were there know he davened like you talk to somebody. I'm talking to you. The words come quickly. Rabbi Yashiv was talking to the Rabbi Yishon. Davened pretty quickly. When he got to three words, he paused and said it slowly with concentration. So that year, that was my Kabbalah. With concentration. A number of years later, I don't say I remember every time, but it stuck with me. It stuck with me that I think Ruba de Ruba times, I say Hamazish and also Litzim. You know, it's a funny thing. By Maidim, usually you wake up anyway. I wake up three words early. Hamazish and Litzim, Maidim. The Palm always said, make small Kabbalahs. He gave a marshal. Someone borrowed money from a wealthy man. He borrowed money. He doesn't have money to pay back. Even a wealthy man, when someone borrows, doesn't pay back, it grieves him, it bothers him. But if the poor man comes and says, you know, I borrowed so much money, I don't have it, but every month I'll give you $2. Now, if you borrow $10,000, you give $2 a month, and you have to live a very long time to pay back. But the wealthy man is not as bothered. He sees he's sincere. He wants to pay back. He's got $2. Give me $2. The palm would use that marshal. He says, if you can't give the Rabbi Shalom everything you owe him, give a down payment. Be makabel something. And over the years, not everything sticks. Some things stick. One year I decided to try to be asara rishayim every morning by shachris. I was thinking to myself, if you're a mam in the Divrei Chazal, Chazal say asara rishayim takes skar kineged kulam. It's a bargain. You know, come on. Why wouldn't everyone do it, be asara rishayim? They try. Successful all the time. The Kabbalah is abli neder. It's something else. I remember my father, Olav HaShalom. I'm his oldest child. And the day after I got married, the next morning, I made up with my father when I went to Shachris that he would pick me up as a Shomer. So he picked me up. We went together to Davin. And I noticed that my father was putting on Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin. My father, Olav HaShalom, had never put on Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin. So after davening, I asked him, what's this? What happened? He said to me, I was thinking to myself, I went through the Holocaust. I never knew that I'll have a family. I'm zeicher to marry off a child. I shouldn't be mekabel something to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam as Hakaras HaTayiv, something? So he started putting on Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin. My father, Olav HaShalom, wasn't zeichet to live to see his first einikel get married. When my first child got married,
I took my father's Rabbeinu Tam tefillin and I started putting them on. People always ask me why the initials on my Rabbeinu Tam tefillin are Aleph Reish. It doesn't match my name, but it matches my father's name. You see, my father also made Kabbalas. At different stages in life, you undertake things. If you undertake things, some people complain to me, I push Kabbalas, they tell me it never sticks, I'm not doing it. Somebody tell me, last year I was Makabal, and it lasted 2 months, and then it fell apart. I don't understand why he's complaining. I tell him, so do it again this year and let it last 2 months again. Was so schlecht. Better 2 months than nothing. I have a misfile who came to me by the CMS Shas Daf Yaini. He tells me, this year, nothing. I said, what are you talking about? He says, 2 cycles ago, I went to the CMS Shas. I was so inspired. I undertook the Daf. I learned Brachis. When I got to Shabbos, it fell apart. 7 years ago, again, I went to the CMS Shas. I was so inspired. I've learned brachis, and then again by Shabbos it fell apart. So this time, forget it, I'm not even going. I said to him, Reb Yid, what's so bad? Every 7 years you learn brachis. Is something wrong with that? May I ask you? You came to the whole Shabbos, learn brachis every 7 years. A Kabbalah that lasts for a while is also a Kabbalah. I'll tell you a funny story. In shul, every year, Shabbos Shuv, I suggest Kabbalists for my Mestalim. I usually give them a little bit of a menu so they can choose. So 1 year, it was the year after Mochav in Eretz Yisrael, and I mentioned it should be Marikish Eretz Yisrael. I suggested, it says in Shulchan Aruch, that before Birchas HaMazon, the knife on the table should be covered or removed from the table. Chazal, imagine, they were chayshish that someone will say, "V'nei Yerushalayim," and be so heartbroken, he may harm himself with a knife. Now, not that I'm chayshish that anybody today would harm himself with a knife, but still, you cover the knife, you remember the Tsar of Yerushalayim. That was my suggestion, among my Kabbalists. So one of my Mishpalim came over to me and says, "Rabbi, finally you got one I could do. Covering the knife, that's the easy one." He made fun. Okay. I got him back. A year later, I got up to speak, and I said that Pliny said last year that this easy one, he can do this one. And I turned to him and I said, "No, did you do it this year? Did you stick with it?" He didn't. That person makes Kabbalas. He didn't stick with that one either. If he would have stuck with that one for a year, and he would have done it. He would have felt such a geschmack for making a Kabbalah and sticking with it, that the next year it would have been Mekabel something new. Mekabel something new. To his credit, the third Shabbos Shuva, he came over to me and he said, "This year I did it." He covered the knife for a year. But the idea is to strive for growth in Ruchnius. In America, everyone strives for growth in Gashmius. Everyone wants to have more, wants to have better. Is that where a Yid is supposed to have his focus? Is that the image? Is that the picture of Klal Yisrael? A Klal Yisrael that strives for Peseches Yadefu Mazir L'chol Chai Ratzayim? To have more and more? We need to strive for excellence in Ruchnius. To undertake a little more, a little better, his garvis to the Rabbi Yishalaylam. We need to undertake it and make it our job. I want you to realize that every human being, every active person makes choices all day between excellence and expedience. Every person, when he makes decisions, is choosing between doing something in an excellent way or in an easier way. If you need a haircut, there's a barber on the corner. He doesn't do such a good job. There's a barber half a mile away. He does a better job. Costs a little more. You're deciding what's more important to me. What's more important than haircuts? Excellence
or expedience? What to me is more chashuv? A person gets a cut. He needs stitches. He can get ordinary stitches, or he can go to a specialist who gives stitches where it heals, it looks like it was originally. He has to decide, does he want excellent or does he want easy? That depends where the cut is. Someone has a cut on a covered part of his body, so he goes with easy. Someone, God forbid, has a cut on his face, he goes with excellence. It depends how important it is to the person. When you go shopping, you buy a store brand or you buy an excellent brand. Depends how important it is to you. We make decisions all day and we decide where we're going to strive to be excellent. Our avoda in the Yamim Nairam certainly is to be people who strive for excellence in avodas Hashem. We strive to stand in Hallel and say, Hallelujah, Avdei Hashem. To stand and recognize that we're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a people of Avdei Hashem. Our focus, whatever it is we do all day, our focus is on being excellent Avdei Hashem. A person uses his mind, his creativity, to find ways to make it happen. To find ways to make it happen. This year I was thinking that Shabbos, we daven, sometimes we finish a few minutes early, a few minutes later. How's about, if I'm a Kabbal, or my Kabbalah Sabbali Neder, I'll be a Kabbal, Leil Shabbos, if the Kabbalah Shabbos is over, and the day of Shacharis, if the Musaf is over, before I go home, I'll stay in Shul, Lineder, another 10-15 minutes and learn. It's not somehow just 10-15 minutes in the Shabbos is barely noticeable. Why not? Why not squeeze another few minutes out of the week? But you see, if you do that, you don't stand up when you're 60 or 70 years old and say, I'm going Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, nothing changes. What do you mean nothing changes? I could look back at 30 years, I could tell you many things that didn't stick, but many things that did. Why shouldn't we have things that stick? Why do we have to hear drushes every year about how Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah is all the same? Why is it all the same? It's not all the same. It's incremental. It's slow. If Hamazi Shchinasi Letzion works, that's three words of Shemayna Esrei, God's going to have to let me live a lot more than 120 years at that rate to get the whole Shemayna Esrei in. But eventually, I'm trying. I'm trying. I'm heading in the right direction. We need to have a focus on excellence in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We need to have a focus on improving our lot in serving Hashem. When we focus on excellence in eating and drinking and enjoying the pleasures of this world, we end up disappointed. We end up with broken hearts because no one achieves all the things he dreams of. When you stand under the chuppah and you look at life, you dream of what life is with your new wife. I don't know what it's going to be, but one thing I could tell you. When you're standing under the chuppah and dreaming, it ain't going to be that way. It's not going to be that way. Because Psukei DeZimra is incomplete. The dreams of Psukei DeZimra, the realizations of those dreams, Abili Biyadeinu. The dreams of Hallelu Avdei Hashem are attainable. We need to look to feel a closeness to the Bairei Olam, a hergish with the Bairei Olam. Yomim Neiram, we say, Has Kategar V'yikach Sadegar Mekaymai. What are we saying to God? Has Kategar, silence the prosecuting angel, V'yikach Kategar Mekaymai, let the defense angel take his place. There's no such thing, you can't get up in court and make a motion of Has Kategar V'yikach Sadegar Mekaymai. What does it mean? What does it mean? We say in the Yom HaDin, we say, Al Tamoy B'Mishpat Imanu, Ki Lo Yitzdach L'Fanecha Kol Chai. Here, the whole hour we're preparing for the Yom HaDin. We come into the court, we say, God, you know, I have a good idea. Let's just call it off. Al Tamoy B'Mishpat Imanu. Ki lo yisak lefadecha kohen. What are we talking about? What are these words? We say to the Rabbi Nishalayim, we're after Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu, we're working on it. We know you. We're close. We're looking to develop this karvus to you, Rabbi Nishalayim. Not a time for din. It's time to give us an opportunity. It's incremental. We're making a small down payment. And we say it, Ni'ila. Psach lanu shar b'shas Ni'ila shar. Hashem, open the doors when the doors are locked. Now, if the doors are supposed to be open, that's the psach lanu shar. Sounds like we're asking Hashem, you know, give me 2 more minutes. And God says that you had 25 hours already. Psach lanu shar. What does that mean? Psach lanu shar b'shas Ni'ila, b'shas Ni'ila shar. So I want to tell you a story. There's a Yid in Flatbush, Rav Aryeh Katzin, who came from Russia as a young man and went to Eretz Yisrael, learning a Panovich. And Rav Shach sent him here to America to open Sinai Academy, a yeshiva for Russian boys, which he did. And he's had success. I've had in yeshiva on 2 or 3 occasions, Talmidim from Sinai who were in Tervadas, and in the yeshiva that went on to get smicha by Rebelsky. Once I was picking up Rabbi Katzin was 2 blocks from me. So once I picked him up, we drove together, we were driving together to Borough Park for a meeting that had to do with the yeshiva. So as we're driving, he says to me, "Do you mind making a stop for me?" I said, "Of course I don't mind." He says, "Okay, when you get to Osher Parkway, make a right." So as I flatish to Borough Park, I make a right. As I'm driving, I say, "No, keep on going, keep on." Finally, I keep on going on the Prospect Expressway. That's the highway to Manhattan. A BQE. I say, "Still going? Still going." Finally, we're in the tunnel, the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel. Heading to Brooklyn. I say, "Okay, Rav Aryeh, tell me what's this all about?" He says to me, he has a radio show in what was then called the Radio Free Russia. This is before the internet years. This was in 1996. And he had to mail a cassette tape of his shiur to Washington on Tuesday. He had to go out with the Tuesday mail to get there a Thursday or Friday and to be broadcast before Shabbos. So he told me he didn't have it ready. The post office is in Brooklyn, closed 5 o'clock. He said it wasn't ready. Right on the other side of the tunnel, there's a big post office that closes at 9. So he said, "Come, we'll drop it off there." I told Rav Aryeh, "It's 9:15. 9:15, where are you going?" He said, "Try." So I try. So I go through a tunnel, I make a right. Right after you get out the tunnel, there's a gigantic post office there. You pull up in the front, all the gates are down. You know, federal workers follow the rules. They close on time. Always. I said, "Rav Aryeh, you see?" He says, "Drive around to the back." Go to the back. The back, it's a typical Manhattan dark street with even the doors in the back of the post office don't have handles. They're those doors that have the push bars on the other side, just flush doors. I said, "What are you doing now?" He says, "1 minute." So he jumps out. He runs over to one of the doors, gives 2 or 3 knocks. Someone opens the door from the inside. He gives it to him. He comes back. He says, "You think this is the first time I'm late?" "What's going on?" He said, "There's somebody I know who works in the post office at night. He knows to listen for my knocking." And then I realized, Psach lo nushar be'eis ni'ila shar. If you know the fellow on the other side, he opens up for you. If you have a scarvus to him, if you have a relationship with him, he pushes the door open. You're a bit late. He'll push it open. You know him. It's not the 2 more minutes by Ni'ila. It's the relationship. The relationship with the Bayrei Olam, with the Melech HaMishpat. It's that relationship is only if you talk to the Bayrei Olam. If you give him your down payment for the coming year. You make some sort of a Kabbalah to show that you're serious about your Avodas Hashem for the coming year. And that's what it's about. And so, as we come to the new year, let's hope the Rabbi Shalom give us the kayak, the wisdom, to be able to say, it'll make a difference. I want to be excellent in my avodas Hashem. And I want to find a down payment to show the Borei Olam I'm serious about it. Shulchan Aruch is a big menu of things that we can undertake. So here are some things we eat. So here are some things we look at. So here are some things we talk about. All these things, they're doable. They're doable. You think about them. Take one. Take two. Small items. Small things. Make it a Kabbalah for the coming year. So when Tavshin Ayin Hey comes to an end, and Tavshin Ayin Vav starts, you shouldn't be saying, Nacham al Rosh Hashanah, the same old thing. Not the same old thing. Last year, there was this one Nakuda I wasn't careful about, and what a year. I improved. It's a small thing. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes down payments. And let's hope that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam knows our frailties and knows our weaknesses. We'll see these Kabbalahs, small though they may be in the big scheme of things, but they're big in our effort and our avoda and our statement. Hallelu, Avdei Hashem, Avdei Hashem, Anan, we're Avdei Hashem, we feel it, and we live it. A good Gevend Shiur to everybody.
Thank you so much, Rav Reisman, for those inspiring words. I'd like to once again thank my senior colleague, Rav Leibish Becker, who opened the evening. Rav Leibish is the founder of the Yomiyum, the founder of the Navi Shir, among many accomplishments at Agudat Yisrael. All the nationwide cities that participated, the Maradasa, Harav Zupnik, of this wonderful Makom Torah with Tfila, and Harav Chaim Kraus from the Sake Klister Community Kollel, who all worked so hard to make this evening Sesayashikoya. If anybody would like to have a copy of an MP3 file or a DVD of tonight's proceedings, please email your request to TorahProjects@agudasisrael.org. Big event, like a big event here.